take a look at the two projects inside the solution. So the first we're going to take a look at is the UWP project. And inside that, this is defining all my UI elements for this project. So in here I've got grid to control the entire layout of the page. Inside grids, I've got stack panels to control the layouts of the controls inside that. So text box, a button here. And then finally, to load up all the images, I've got a adapter grid view. So those are the components making up the UI. The other project, I'm gonna close this, remove that off the screen. The other project I've got here is the core project. So this is where all my business logic exists. So, models, in this case, image results. I've got the Bing search service here defined, and the core of the business logic is inside my image search view model, and that would bind to the UI in the UWP project. So that's the parts of the project. So now that I've kind of defined my project in this way, I can leverage Xamarin Forms to target Android users. So that's what we're going to do next here, is we're going to use Xamarin Forms to kind of extend this to those users. So I'm going to add a new project in here. So I'm going to look for cross-platform, and I'm going to select the blank app XAML.forms portable, and we're going to give it the name of image search.forms, and I'm going to click on OK. I'm going to wait for that to load up all the pieces. Okay, so we're back here. I'm going to accept the defaults here on this dialog. Okay, so we've got that complete. I'm going to close this down. Matter, let's just close all these down. Before I get too far ahead, I'm going to remove two projects that we're not going to deal with in this demo. I'm going to get rid of the Windows and the WinForm projects. So I'm going to remove those. Okay, so let's get back to adding our NuGet packages. Okay, so I know I've already used this package already. So we're looking for refactored. And this is just some helper classes to kind of help manage some of the backend code for us. I need to add that into our new Xamarin Forms core project here, which is the Forms project. We're going to install that. Okay, and then the other thing we need to do is we need to update Xamarin Forms to get the latest, and that's to take some of the bug fixes that they may have out. And of course, it's just right down here. So what we need to do is we don't need to update these two projects, but the other projects will have to update. So we're just going to install the latest. And this will have some bug fixes across all the different platforms. So it's always a good idea to kind of always check to see if there's updates for the Xamarin.Forms core project. Okay, we need to restart our solution. So the next thing we need to do is we need to fix our references. So again, I want to leverage the business logic that I have in the core project. And I want to put that into our new forms project here. So I'm going to make a reference to that. I'm going to OK that. And now we need to update the UI in our project. So what we're going to do now is we're going to change up the boilerplate UI code that's provided by Xamarin Forms with what we need for our application here. So I'm going to remove that. I'm going to add in the code here. So for those coming from a WPF Silverlight or a UWP, some of this is going to look familiar to you. So this is Xamarin.Forms XAML. So what that means is the syntax is going to be different coming compared to UWP's XAML. So just bear that in mind. For example, in UWP, I would have a concept of a stack panel, but here in Xamarin Forms, it's a stack layout. Does the same kind of concepts again. The principle of the stack layout or stack panel is to control the layout of the children controls. That's what's going on here. And instead of using a grid, I'm going to be using a list. So a very simple UI. Okay, so the next thing we're going to need to do is we need to update our backend code. So basically, we need to hook up the view model from our core project. I'm going to bring that in. So obviously one of the things I'm going to have to do is add in the using statement for the model. And so we add that in. These are incorrect. We're just going to ignore those. So basically what I've got is I need to bind. So again, it's binding to the view model, which contains the collection of images returned from Bing. That's what's going on here. So if you go back into the XAML, you'll see the binding context here. So basically what I'm doing is I'm binding to that view, or in this case, to the property of image link. So basically the URL to the image and binding it to the image cell here. I'm going to save everything. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to run it for Droid. Okay, so it's loaded up now. Going to type in Xbox again, click on search. And there you can see we've got our images loading up for the Bing search service. So again, we're using the code that I had already in place in the pre-existing project. So now I've got a application that I can send out to people on Android. So now let's take a look at how Xamarin Forms renders the UWP client in its version. So let's close this down. So what I want to do is I want to set the Xamarin Forms UWP project this time. So this is different from the native UWP client that we originally started in the project. And one of the things I should point out is you need to make sure that in the configuration manager that the project for Xamarin Forms UWP is set to build and to deploy. And then once we make those changes, we can click the play button to kind of run that. And we'll type in the same search here. So you can see the experience is a little different. So with some tweaking on the UI, you can get to a decent experience. So this is something you might have to consider when you do use Xamarin.Forms, because again, you have to think about what's going on is it's using the same common controls across each of the platforms to render that UI.